Joining us today in studio is Dr. Gamitis. He has worked closely by me. He will tell us more about his work and keep us up to date for what's happening in the world of heart condition. He's a pediatric cardiologist for Red Cross Children's Hospital. Welcome, Doctor. How are you?
Thank you very much, Takira. I'm very well, thank you.
What inspired you to become a pediatric cardiologist?
Okay, from a very young age, around 13 or 14, I knew I wanted to become a doctor. And then I was blessed to be able to get into medical school. And then around third year medicine, I did cardiology for the first time. And I had an older cousin who was also a cardiologist, who was an inspiration to me. And I immediately loved cardiology. I was just fascinated by the heart and how it just keeps going and beating for thousands of times a day without any attention. And then in fifth year medicine, I did pediatrics, and I knew then I wanted to work with children because I loved children. So then by God's grace, everything fell into place, and I was able to study pediatrics. And then after that, subspecialize in pediatric cardiology.
How long does it take to be a pediatric cardiologist?
So it takes quite a long time. It's about close to 20 years after you finish school. So you remember you have 6 years of medical school, and then you have to do internship and community service, which is 4 years in total, so that's already 10. And then you have to usually do one or two other jobs before you do pediatrics, which is 4 years, and then finally 3 more years of pediatric cardiology. So you're looking at 17 to 18 years. That's a long time.
What does a pediatric cardiologist do?
So pediatric cardiologists diagnose children with heart disease. So pediatricians or general practitioners pick up certain clues or signs, and they suspect that a child may have a heart condition, and then they refer the child to us, and we make the diagnosis and work out exactly what is wrong with the child's heart.
Besides congenital heart disease, are there any other children's heart diseases?
Yes, there are, most definitely. So there is rheumatic heart disease. So we still see many children with rheumatic heart disease. The ages are roughly from about 5 years of age up to 15 would be the most common ages that these children come to us. So in addition to rheumatic heart disease, we see children with heart muscle diseases. So that's called cardiomyopathies. And then we also see some children that have abnormal rhythms in their hearts. So there is a wide variety of children's heart diseases, but the bulk will remain congenital heart diseases.
How do you diagnose a child with congenital heart disease and rheumatic disease?
Okay, so it's a combination of tests that we do. Firstly, we take a good history from the parents and the child, if the child's old enough to tell us their story. Then we obviously examine the child, so we look for specific signs when we examine. We listen to the heart with a stethoscope, we feel the pulses. And after we've examined the child, we usually will look at a chest x-ray and an ECG, which is like an electrical recording of the heart. And then we do a special ultrasound, which is called an echocardiogram. And we look at the heart on an echo to work out the final diagnosis and problem with the child's heart.
What type of tests do pediatric cardiologists do on heart patients?
On heart patients. So the tests that we do most commonly would be echoes, so ultrasound of the heart, and then cardiac catheterization. So that is done in a theater type area called a cardiac cath lab, and we will do what's called angiograms on the heart and the blood vessels, and measure pressures and oxygen levels, and all of that gives us the information about what exactly is going on with the heart.
The pediatric cardiologist performs surgery.
So we don't perform surgery. We do all the imaging, so the echoes and the cardiac caths that will show our surgeon. So we all work in a team. So our surgeons need that information from us to be able to know what they have to do to fix the heart. There are some procedures that we can do in the cardiac catheterization laboratory, which fixes certain conditions. So in the past, they used to be done by surgery, but we've been able to, through the some devices, we've been able to, in the cath lab, be able to fix those problems without the children needing surgery.
Is there a need for pediatric cardiologists in South Africa?
Oh, very much so. We only have about 35 to 40 pediatric cardiologists in the whole of South Africa. And the worldwide guideline is for one pediatric cardiologist for every 500,000 population. And in South Africa, we have about 55 million people. That means we should have about 110 pediatric cardiologists, and we are less than half of that. So we are only about 35 to 40.
What is the most challenging part of being a pediatric cardiologist, and what is the most rewarding part?
Okay, the most challenging part is children who have very complicated heart problems, sometimes that are too difficult for our surgeons to fix, and we have to still look after them. Some other children with heart muscle diseases, they also do not have an easy cure, so it's very challenging to look after those children, but we do our best, and many of them do recover, and a few children, if they are lucky enough, may be able to get a heart transplant.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, I'd just like to thank you and Dakira for inviting me, and also thank you, Dakira, for doing such a wonderful job here at RX Radio.
Thank you, Doctor, for your time.